Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Back for another hour of their award-winning talk show. It's America's favorite non-fungible tokens, Lori and Julia.
And fungible, I just think of fungi, and I just think of it Italian mushroom. Pasta.
Yeah,
you know. So I always
it's a weird name.
It's a weird name. I don't understand it. Probably like Trish Jenner couldn't believe her ears earlier when we were welcoming Patrick with Dirty Laundry. And I said, Julia, who sang that song? And you go, Men at Work. And I go, no, Dire Straits. Trish Streets, no, Don Henley.
And I wasn't listening because I was lining up the...
Yes.
Oh, because you were so...
listening.
Oh, that's so funny. You were so... That is so funny because you were so sure.
Just like you said, you kind of understand...
Non-fungible.
You said non-fungible transfers. And I asked you off there. I go, explain it to me. What is the money behind NFT? Like what
cash?
Okay, but
I'm
going to give you $50 cash, and I'm going to get a non fungible token that's worth $50 that I'm going to spend where? On what?
I watched a Sunday morning.
On a Lil Nas X shoe.
Right. No, but we've talked about it. I still, at the end of today, it's.
You don't understand
I don't.
Any more than I know. Dirty Laundry.
You know how, like, you know, some of our parents or grandparents are confused and get scammed and get weird? Don't you feel like we're starting to see the beginning of that for us with stuff
I'm
like this?
I'm never going to get scammed by NFTs, Rocco.
I don't know. Maybe we're missing the boat, and pretty soon the whole world is going
to be on NFTs.
And we're going to be way behind, and we're going to wonder where it all went wrong. And here,
Rocco,
it was March 31st, 2021.
Yeah, I'm going to really hope that you're wrong about that. It's going to take a long time.
I'm starting to get confused by things, and I'm like, uh-oh, I'm getting old. This sucks.
That isn't what it means,
it doesn't.
Rocco. We must readjust your thinking.
Okay,
so
thank
that you.
You
never think that thought again.
Please, okay. Especially...
Yeah, you can't, because, like, just because you don't understand, there all the ages of your life, there have been things you didn't understand, right?
That's probably true.
Right? You were
algebra.
how to be an adult. I mean, you know, we're always learning. The beauty about getting older is you can decide when you don't want to learn about anything anymore.
Right.
Okay, like Sharon Osbourne decided she was not going to learn anything from her experience at the talk. She's just shopping an interview and trying to get on Dancing with the Stars. But you can decide you don't want that. I'm done, you know. I don't want to be a part of that.
I don't care about that.
I don't care about
that.
So don't ever think of it as that you're not too old to
understand.
But
I also think...
But Jen Shah, you know, there are people, that I think the pandemic really... People were stuck at home and a lot of people answered their phones. Like, they had this interesting guy who is a data scientist. He was on Bill Maher a couple of weeks ago and he worked for Obama when he was 20. He graduated, you know, from Oxford, like, when he was 19.
Okay.
And he's a data scientist. But he said the reason why the polls were so off politically in 2016 and again in 2020, he said Democrats or people who lean Democrat or independent, they answer the phone more. They're more willing to talk to people.
Okay.
He said sometimes it's a reframing of, like, who is answering and...
Sure.
Who is susceptible to these things, so they know things about people that will pick up the phone. And a lot of people, he said, in 2020 were so lonely, so bored, so scared, so this, so that, the people were answering the phone.
Yeah, something to do.
Yes, and something so that's why scams were up.
Right.
Opinion polls were kind of seemed to be too one way or the other. It was a very interesting thing, what they can figure out about
who picks up the phone.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Or answer surveys or anything like that. So,
but I also think there's so many new things with new technologies and everything coming up every minute of every day. How are we expected to know everything? And I don't think that has anything to do with age.
Well, no, it isn't.
So and you wacko, might just decide going back that, on that you're not okay. going to. You know, because there's just too much.
Look at me and never learning how to right-click. Now, that's been around forever.
I just thought, I taught Lori how to right-click last
and
week.
And I still don't know. I still can't remember.
The dream is possible.
The dream is possible. Yeah. And I'll never forget when little sister Catherine's like, where's the .com button when I was telling her to look something up? And this is before they even had it, because now you do see .com
on
some things, you know, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Guess what fashion item is experiencing an epic collapse? I'll give you two guesses. One for you, Rocco, one for you, Julia.
Hard clothes?
What?
Hard jeans?
Hard jeans you think is collapsing, all right, Rocco?
Business wear.
No, silly.
Okay.
People are saying goodbye to their sweatpants.
Oh, people are putting on clothes again.
Yes.
People are putting on clothes.
People are growing tired of wearing comfortable clothes. And when they go out in the world, they realize they don't really want to schlep around looking like that.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what's happening.
Okay.
Also, if you need to see somebody who'll give you a smile, Laverne Wimberly has become a social media superstar. She is Laverne Ford Wimberly, 82 years old. She always wore, like, she always has been dressing for church.
Yes. You know,
the hat, the outfit. She said, for years, people knew to look for me in the last row, section two, dressed to the nines. And so when all of this started, she just started posting a picture of what her Sunday best to her Facebook page. Anyway, it's posted. She's 82. She was a principal and a superintendent, but she is so cute and has about 50 amazing hats. So we posted that, but it was just, she said, people always liked seeing what I was wearing in church. So when I posted photos, people were like, this is lifting my spirit. And she's done it like day after every Sunday.
Very, yeah, super, very cool.
Super cute.
Yeah. Anyway,
so that's posted for your pleasure.
For your pleasure.
And thank you again, Trish, for setting us straight about Don Henley. And I don't know why I have it in my head. If I were on a trivia thing, I always think it's Dire Straits.
Who sings Dirty Laundry?
It sounds like Mark Knopfler.
And what is the song Men at Work sing?
They had a bunch. They had Who Can It Be Now? Down Under.
Down Under. Are you feeling the man in Down Under?
Do we know the words?
And then I feel like the next line would be Dirty Laundry. I mean, I really associated that song with that. I mean, whoa.
Because it was like 82, 83, 84. It was like all that.
I still can't believe when I went down the Tina Turner rabbit hole this week that Mark Knopfler wrote Private Dancer for Dire Straits, and then when it was done, he's like, you know what, this shouldn't be sung by a man. They gave it to Tina Turner. She turned it into a giant hit.
Oh my God,
that's insane. Yeah. I would have never guessed Mark Knopfler.
And we forgot to talk about the fact that Aretha and Tina Turner had beef.
Oh yeah.
Also, in watching Aretha last week, because that was basically, we watched it every night, Genius. But Aretha kept her private life so walled off.
Yeah.
And Tina Turner was the exact opposite.
Yep.
You know,
I talked about, yeah.
About so that. That was kind of thing. But both of them just really.
What was their beef over?
I believe it was Tina Turner was being introduced as the queen of rock and roll or queen of rock and roll and soul or something like that. And Aretha was mad.
Cause that's her title.
Well, cause she's the queen of soul.
Yeah.
And
okay. Cause when that came up in the documentary of Tina Turner, I thought that was Aretha's name. I did think that.
What?
The queen of soul or the queen of rock and roll. When it came up during Tina Turner, I thought that was,
she's queen of soul. Aretha
right. Franklin. Right. Yeah.
So anyway, but I mean, I don't know how much it really was. I don't know how much they overlap.
Right.
I mean, there could have been jealousy or something, maybe a little envy, I guess, on the part of Aretha because Tina Turner had success with Ike and Tina Turner. And then she totally reinvented, trailblazed for herself and in a way, because Aretha wanted to act, not that Tina Turner did, but I don't know. I don't know if it's made up media competition.
That's interesting. Vintage scandal. Like, I can see this in our future.
Yeah, it just felt like, you know, I always sometimes want
you everybody know, to get along.
Yeah, I don't want to pit any two women against each other, but I think that there was something there. All right, listen, we'll be right back with random thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, Lori, tell us what you just learned, because then we'll just close the Tina Turner, Aretha Franklin conversation.
Yeah, it was the Beyonce didn't mean to do. She got caught. She read off the cue card at the 2008 Grammys. She introduced Tina Turner, welcomed her to the stage as the queen. And
got it.
And because Tina Turner was performing, and Aretha was not happy about that.
All right, got it. And yeah. I just want to note, Tina Turner debuted to over 1.1 million viewers. It was the most for an HBO documentary since Finding Neverland in 2019. So a lot of people did watch that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So this is a sweet story, and we posted this on the Lori and Julia show page. A pastor from Japan who was been working as a hospital chaplain at Abbott Northwestern. His name is Kazuhiro Sakino, maybe not. But he as a way to kind of communicate and bring joy to people, because he came here during COVID to become a chaplain, and he wanted to bring joy. So he started giving the patients paper cranes. And I had to look that up, because I thought, do they mean a paper clip?
No, paper crane, origami.
It's an origami little folding that looks like a bird. Crane.
It looks like a crane.
A crane. But
everyone
I
never learned how to do that.
I never knew this.
Yeah. I mean, if you live there, like even right. I learned on a military base, we had an origami class, and that's what you graduate to, is to make a crane, because
it takes 24 folds.
That's right.
I didn't know that, so I looked it up. But anyway, it's a really sweet story, and there's 16,000 of them hanging in the lobby now of Abbott Northwestern.
People started making them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
he's
so
linking. He just asked the public to send them in. He's got 1,000 of them that work together, and they were going to take it down, but it just brought people so much joy. So I just thought that's a sweet story.
So we posted that?
Yes.
All right. We posted Laverne in her hat.
Yes.
And then the cranes. Rocco, this is a remarkably different random thought than yesterday.
It's almost on track.
All right. Well, we'll just wait. A new term in the Urban Dictionary about people who brag about getting COVID vaccines. They're called vax holes.
Oh, I love mm-hmm. it.
And here, good. I'll use it in a sentence. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks after the second shot, and that vax hole is posting selfies from a bar in Cancun.
Yeah. Well, I don't think people need to get too jealous, because it feels like...
Everyone's going to get them.
Yeah, everyone is going to get it. And just, yeah. You know.
There's vaccine-ready shirts now that are available, so you'll see these on Etsy and some other places that...
A cold shoulder shirt?
No. That's what I thought it was too, Lori. I thought it was a style of shirt. It's a saying on the front of a shirt called... It says, relax, I got the vax, or vaccines cause adults. Those, you're going to probably start seeing some of those things going on. Now, you said the latest fashion thing to go bye-bye is the yoga pants and sweatpants. Mm-hmm. What I read today is the latest fashion is skirts for men. Now, this comes up every once in a while.
I do like a man in a kilt.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Rock at Bonnaroo, there were a lot of, not a lot, but I'm going to say like at least 10% of the guys had those utility kilts on.
Yeah.
Every time I go to like a music festival.
You see a lot of,
Well, when it's hot, it's easier to lift up than always be pulling down and then pulling back up. Like
Rocco,
pants and stuff.
Yes. Is a kilt in your future?
You know, one time some buddies and I found some kilts at REI on clearance, so we bought them and warmed the Boundary Waters.
And they're nice.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Because you don't have to be messing around with your waist.
Okay, that's just...
And it's kind of funny, because when we go in the fall and we wear like long underwear, it looks like we're wearing like skirts and tights.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cute.
Yeah. But why do you wear the kilts? Is it just for fun?
I think that we kind of did it to be funny and ironic, but I don't know. Some people do, right? I mean...
But they're comfortable, right? That's why you like them.
I enjoy it. And there's a little privacy flap you can button. You know, so you don't... show the goods. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You guys know all about that.
Yeah. You think Casey's going to wear a
He would look adorable in a kilt, but...
I don't see it in his future.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what kind of a trip we'd be on. Maybe if we were in Ireland, he would get one. He always buys a sweater from every country we go to.
Oh, really?
Like, he's got a really nice Icelandic sweater that he got that... Honestly, Rocco, you can wear that in the winter with the lightest coat. It's so warm.
I like that idea. A sweater from every country.
Yeah.
Or a hat. I felt like he buys a hat.
Yeah. Iceland might have been a hat and a sweater.
Iceland, I think he did get both because I was with you guys. Oh, gosh, that was such a fun trip.
Iceland is open again.
Yes, it is.
If you're vaccinated.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so Google Maps has a new feature. You know, you've been able to see the outside of things. Now they're going to take you inside things. Airports, malls.
Oh, really?
Some other things that you haven't seen before. If people are that type of people who need the lay of the land.
Oh, really?
And want to know what's going on. Delta, starting May 1st, is going to be selling middle seats. So yeah, that's going to go away.
They're the last ones.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
They are the last ones to do that. Let's see here. Pooch Perfect was on last night with.
Is that Rebel Wilson?
Yeah.
Is that why she's been everywhere?
I tried to watch it for a second, but if you want to see some of the makeovers, those are posted
on
our
show
page. Yeah.
Yeah. I fast forwarded every interview that she was on, and Kelly Clarkson fast forwarded. Kelly had Sharon Stone on.
Oh, how did that go?
Well, I mean, Britney came up.
Oh.
Britney reached out to her like in 2009 and said she needed her help. But Sharon said, I needed help. We both needed help. But they do
kind of communicate with each other.
It was an interesting story, but she said I couldn't help her, but she did come up.
Right. Yeah. All right.
And Rebel has been everywhere with her pooch show.
She has been everywhere. Well, TGIF Fridays is now selling carnival food. So here's some of the sandwiches. Okay. This sounds good to me. A hot chicken sandwich or a burger, and you use a big donut cut in half for the bun. Like, I think a donut with chicken in the middle, it's like the chicken and the waffle thing, kind of. Yeah. Does that sound good to you guys?
It sounds all right. You know, a place on Lake Street, Hilo, that Hilo Diner?
Yeah.
They sell, like donut-based sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It just sounds heavenly. It sounds heavenly. You know, like the pretzel bread was a phase, too.
Pretzel bread's good, yeah.
Oh, yummy. They also are selling a Cosmopolitan cocktail, Lori, with cotton candy on the top for sugar on sugar. Mm. Cheese fries by the pound. And then a sandwich that has mozzarella sticks between two pieces of bread. That doesn't sound good. I think the only one that sounded good to me is the chicken and the donut.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. It depends on
tomorrow is April Fool's Day, people.
Yeah.
Rocco, be ready.
Okay.
I'm wondering, we're going to Hollywood speak if this is an April Fool's prank or not.
Oh,
but
okay.
First, we're going to get to Britney.
She
didn't speak, but she had words on her Insta. About the documentary Framing Britney Spears.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about it. Yes, thank you, Rocco, for selecting an amazing Britney Spears song. There's so many to choose from. And last night...
you sent me this right after work.
Well, I seldom go to Instagram.
I know.
Okay, but
Me too, and we have an account that we're supposed to be dealing with.
But I thought, you know what? I'm curious because I had seen a story that Britney Spears, like last week, had posted a strange photo, a black and white kind of sepia tone.
Is that how you say that word?
Sepia?
Yeah, I always thought it's sepia. Sepia or something.
I don't know. I've always pronounced it in my head sepia, but maybe it's sepia.
I don't know.
Anyway, but it's that tone.
Right.
And you can't see the person's back, but this person on Britney's account is carrying a skeleton baby, like a skeleton. Go, you can look at it on Instagram. So I saw like a story and I thought, well, I'm just going to actually go to Britney's Instagram because people do follow that. The Free Britney people follow it and people have been wondering. I mean, didn't all three of us watch Framing Britney Spears?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it has been like a month, though, since that came out. And Britney hasn't said anything about it. You know, her dad said something. So I just thought I would look at it. And I see her dancing in her foyer.
Yep.
And my heart always just kind of hurts a tiny little bit because Brittany just looks like such a young person.
She does. She's doing the Gucci Gucci in a really nice spin. She's always dancing.
She's always spinning around, but yep. I mean, she has this youngness to her.
She totally
a fragility,
an innocence.
In her eyes.
Yes, it is, Lori.
And anyway, so I watched her twirl and then I read what was written. My life has always been very speculated about. Anyway, we've got a report from GMA. We'll let them tell us the story about her post she put on Instagram. Okay.
This morning, Britney Spears breaking her silence, saying she cried for 2 weeks because of the wildly popular Hulu documentary about her life and career.
Hi, Britney.
Spears posting on Instagram, I didn't watch the documentary, but from what I did see of it, I was embarrassed by the light they put me in.
The thing that people became fascinated with was her sort of unraveling.
Adding, I still cry sometimes. Would you hold it against me? This is the first reaction from Britney following the film's February release. Framing Britney Spears takes a closer look at her rise to superstardom and years of tabloid headlines. The singer writing about the toll that's taken. My life has always been very speculated, watched, and judged, really my whole life. I've always been so judged, insulted, and embarrassed by the media, and I still am till this day.
How about that?
And then so judged and embarrassed
by the media. Now, there are people, you know, I heard Colleen and Bradley talking that, you know, Britney doesn't write any of this stuff on her Instagram.
Okay.
I don't know the way. I have no idea. I guess I just take it that it does have her okay because she's dancing. And I do think that, you know, and she said, you know, I didn't watch it, but from what I did see, I was embarrassed by the light they put me in. And we all were embarrassed by the questions that we put up with that the media asked of her.
Absolutely.
That Matt Lauer interview was terrible. The Diane Sawyer, I mean, it was just cringy. And then you and I wonder what horrible things we might have said or did with Britney, you know. But
I think initially reported and then felt very sad for her.
Oh, yeah. And she did, and no one wants anyone to feel sorry for them. You know?
I could see that.
But anyway, I thought I was glad. I guess I just believed that it is Britney. And she is right about the media because, you know, even like Jennifer Love Hewitt, there's a lot of behavior that was just accepted that would be targeted towards women.
100%.
That we would no longer put up with. And for that,
or ask
we're glad.
A man. Ever, you know? ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, and so, okay, if she's bipolar and she knows she needs a caretaker, but, you know, I do want her to be able to trust someone to be able to do it because now, you know, like she is really wants this Jody Montgomery, who's been the conservator since her dad took ill a couple of years ago, to be the permanent conservator. She wants her father out of it. And in court documents that were just filed yesterday, Britney paid $890,000, which is about $10,000 a day over 4 months, for her dad's fight
against her
wishes.
Yeah.
Now, that is disgusting.
Yep.
That really, really is. You know, that woman who did the interview, you know, because they did that interview. Her dad, they felt so bad about it. They, like, went out there and did crisis control
the
week after.
Yes, they did.
Well, that woman who was speaking out in that Britney interview is now back working for the dad. But she had said, as a bystanding lawyer, that she had never seen anyone in the state of California get a conservatorship removed.
Yeah.
So I guess if Britney is feeling like she's not going to have that, then she'll be damned if her daddy is going to tell her what to do. And that's $10,000 a day she's paying his lawyers to fight against her wishes.
That would be a rough one.
So I can see why she dances a lot and why she's refused to perform.
100%.
That part maybe didn't get through to us when we were watching the documentary about how much money she's had to spend to keep these
other
conservatorship things around
her. Right.
You know?
That is mind-blowing, Lori.
Yeah, because Britney has money. If she wanted to fly a private plane to Maui once, I mean, she could do, you know, I bet there's a lot of ways that her dad is rock blocking her.
Yep, I would agree.
So, you know, anyway, so I think the hearing is happening maybe this week about whether or not this Jody
right.
can stay her permanent conservator. And she's asked for this since last August.
Jeez.
So.
Okay.
And last month, the judge ruled that Jamie and Bessemer Trust will now have equal power over the 39-year-old pop singer's finances. This is just like Prince. Who is getting rich? The lawyers.
Yeah.
And who are the banks that are controlling? I mean, it is just such a mess. Makes me so mad. You know?
I really hope.
Imagine
that it works
how
out.
Much the Prince estate
oh.
is paying oh. to fight itself against itself.
Oh. That you would know? Be maddening to me.
Yeah.
That would just be maddening.
But, you know, he doesn't care. He's gone.
Right.
You know, but I do think he...
I think he would care.
I do think he would care. And probably if he hadn't have, you know, been in so much pain, physical pain and all that, he might have dealt with some of his financial arrangements. One never thinks you're going to die in your 50s. You know what I mean? It feels young to us.
What was he, 56?
I think he was 56. Yeah. Rocco, what is it going to be, 5 years this year?
It is 5 years, right?
Yeah. April 14th?
Yeah, this month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it April 16th? Something
or
like
16th,
that?
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe it was 2016. Maybe I'm getting all mixed up. But.
I think it's 5 years. I think it's the five-year anniversary this
the
year.
The 21st. We're both wrong.
Yeah, it's the 21st. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I have... I put something in our tickler file.
Jeremy. All right, so we're ready for it.
Yeah,
all right,
we're
good.
Ready for it.
All right.
And, BTS yesterday, I haven't brought up my boys, you know, my guys. You know, unfortunately, the rise of hate crimes against the Asian American community does not seem to be ebbing. You know, really became, you know, everyone became aware of it with the Atlanta shootings,
the targeted shootings.
Anyway, BTS. They wrote a very beautiful letter of support. They put it on Twitter and they did it in Korean and English, and they expressed their anger and they shared some of their own Asian hate experiences mm-hmm. before, you know, just, you know, condemning it. And, but I'm glad that they
spoke,
you know, did
it.
That. And
right.
they just said, we cannot, it's happening. It happens to us and we stand against racial discrimination. And I just love those guys.
They're I know so you good. Do.
Anyway, but I appreciate that BTS said what they've experienced is less than what is happening. So it wouldn't pull away
sure.
from all these specific acts of violence. Because there was another horrible one yesterday in New York, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, and people are like, you know, just... being very outspoken about that. So BTS said something. Now, I don't know if I believe this story. Do you believe Lisa Marie Presley is ready to write a memoir for money and to set the record straight? Or does she need to get divorced and have more time go by with her grandson taking his life last year? What do
I
you think?
I mean,
Us Weekly is saying she's doing a book.
Well, does she need the money? That's the only reason I can think of it is she needs the money, Lori.
Yeah.
And it's because I feel like she'd be too raw. I mean, has it even been a year?
No, it hasn't. But she would be offered
huge money, and she needs the money.
Because she would cover, supposedly.
Because remember, she lost so much of her estate. She brought in on American Idol.
Well,
and that management team.
Manager did that.
She would, I think she needs money.
She escaped Scientology.
Yeah, I know.
She dies when her dad
I think
is
she needs
11.
Money. I don't understand, though, but I think she does.
And she blew through a $100 million fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess they say she has already signed a book deal for $4 million.
That's it?
That's Barack Obama got $5
million. Wow.
And maybe.
It feels so small for. Lisa Marie Presley, for me, for some reason, that feels small.
You go ahead and you can Google like
right.
what books are, but it tends to be like political
right.
figures that
get the big, yeah,
the double digit. Let's
wow.
put it that way.
Okay.
And Barack might have been $5 million for the first one, but
right.
that's, yeah.
I kind of do, Lori, because okay. I feel like she's been in so much of a legal battle. She's still not divorced from that second dude.
Okay.
She's got all these other things going. We got a little thing that Prince Remembrance Day is 5 years on April 21st.
Okay.
And on that day, the Paisley Park atrium will be open for free visitation.
I believe that's sold out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had to register.
There you go. So many... Sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Lisa Marie. Yeah. I'll read it. Oh, I'll read that in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Same.
In a heartbeat. Bring it on.
Yeah, right. So the Sharon Stone did not get paid $4 million, $1 million. What do you think? $300,000? No, Real House of maybe $1 million.
Maybe a million. Yeah.
Sharon Stone. Yeah, let's not sell our girl short.
Please.
All right. Listen, when we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak. This actor does not like being referred to as what? And this low maintenance icon says her morning beauty routine is this.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
What is the meaning of this, Julia?
Okay, what have we got?
This actor does not like being reminded he's a very, quote-unquote, large man.
Russell Crowe?
No. Who is Henry it? Cavill.
Oh.
Henry Cavill. And has any of us seen the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League?
No. Not my thing, but.
Yeah, not my thing either. And based on Jason's review, for sure, I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
But Casey and I are totally watching Godzilla Kong.
Tonight?
Not tonight because I have bowling, but we're absolutely watching that. That's like, we got to see that. But anyway, when the subject of Henry Cavill comes up, and Henry Cavill,
he was Superman, people, if you're wondering. And he's the Snow Walker, The Witcher.
And people always, reporters, I guess, always say to him, oh, you're a very large man. You're so large. You're so tall. And I know that you and I do this on the red carpet when we see somebody, because
most actors are peanuts.
Yeah, in real life, you are surprised sometimes at people's heights.
100%. Because on screen, you can't tell if they're tall or short.
Yeah, so I guess reporters are always blurting this out at Henry Cavill.
And that bugs them?
Well, you know,
we always tell people you're so much better looking in real life.
No, we don't say that you're better looking. You're beautiful. That's all. We don't. We know they're beautiful, but we say to each other, "Wow, even better in person." And we can say that.
I think so. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. But apparently, he gets razzed by any co-stars. Oh, you're so big. Oh, you're so healthy. Oh, you're so handsome. That's why he doesn't like it.
Oh, please.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when you're a tall, good-looking guy, you don't want to always be reminded of it, Julia.
It's like really? When you're a gorgeous Rocka, woman. Would that bother you?
I get sick of it. I mean, I have to tell people.
Yeah, stop telling me how good-looking, handsome, and tall I am.
Yeah.
Why do people think James Corden has the hardest-working agent in Hollywood?
Because he's everywhere. Now, you know, now he's lost a stone or four stones or something, that whatever a pound is, because he's the spokesperson for Weight Watchers. He's going to be.
That's not it.
Because of Prince Harry?
No.
Because of his TV show?
No. Well, maybe all these things, but because when I say the name Harry Styles, Dakota Johnson, Sienna Miller, Diane Keaton, Awkwafina, Serena Williams, and James Corden seems to be the odd person.
Yes, 100%.
He's going to be one of the faces of the Gucci handbags. Mm. So that's why they said he's got the hardest working agent in Hollywood. Because how did he get that gig?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, he is...
How did he get a Gucci beloved handbag?
Harry Styles is his good buddy. You know, Harry Styles fills in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I think it's the hardworking agent.
Okay.
Dorinda Medley.
Our former Real Housewives of New York.
That's right. We loved
until this past year when she was drunk and crabby.
Mm-hmm. She has a memoir coming out this summer called Make It Nice, because of her one quote on the show. Yep. I tried to make it nice for you. Anyway, here's what she said. I want you to Hollywood speak.
Okay.
I didn't write the book because I was a housewife.
But I could. But someone paid me to write it because I was a housewife. That's 100%. She wouldn't get a book deal if she wasn't a housewife.
No, she said, I wrote the book because I think after standing and living for so long, she's 55.
Okay, I've stood a lot and lived a lot.
And having so many incredible experiences, it was time to sit down and write and get paid.
100%, because she's a housewife.
That's right. And we know that Kim Richards got to keep her $300,000.
So even if it doesn't work out, you would just keep your money.
Anyway.
Actually, I wouldn't. I kind of.
That is 100%, though. The only reason she got her book deal.
Of course.
Okay. Low maintenance icon Gwyneth Paltrow did a Vogue editorial about her morning routine. Julia.
Okay. What does she do?
Okay. Well, it involves doing transcendental meditation.
Good for
her. It involves a smoothie. It involves a dry brush. It involves a bunch of skincare line from her line. It involves some minimal clean makeup. And all of this is $900, her beauty routine.
Okay.
So it's just a simple one for peasants.
Okay, well, what I'm going to say is that that's her morning routine. That is a rich woman's morning routine. Who's got that much time to spend on brushing all the scales, the dry skin off of her body with a horse brush? Who has time to, well, transcendental meditation is 20 minutes, you know? That's 20 minutes. That's a great thing to do. But then to put on all the lotions and the potions. And,
oh, no. I mean, I watched her do it, okay? And I know she's quit acting, but if you watch this,
is she a good actress?
She's giving the performance of a lifetime.
Good
here.
For her.
Okay. She's giving.
She's still likable to me for some.
She hides the heaves while she's putting cheap sunscreen on her face. She is a gifted thespian, our Gwyneth. I mean, if you can afford a golden dildo and a blanket sauna, you're this less is more beauty routine is right up your alley.
There you go.
But it is such a goopy, pricey routine. Okay.
Yep.
Here's another one for you. Is it an April Fool's joke that Michael Strahan closed the famous gap in his teeth?
Okay, so I've read that earlier today, and
I
don't
never
understand why he closed it.
Okay,
he looks like
is it a trick?
It could be, Laurie. It totally could be.
Because I have never looked at Michael Strahan and thought, wow, he's got a Grand Canyon gap in his mouth. I just look at him and I think he has a great smile. Like, he is, that's part of his charm. And I bet the only person who didn't like his gap to smile was Kelly Ripa.
Because I looked at the teeth that we've seen him with look like every other person's mouth of new teeth. He looks generic.
Yeah.
I think.
But is it an April Fool's joke?
I think it could be, Laurie. I really think.
Or has the gap gone to glory?
Well, he is on vacation this week. So when Lara was reporting on him filling the gap on Good Morning America this morning, she said we can't get a response from Michael. But
I wanted to grab Jennifer Grey from somewhere, it's Instagram, DM him and say, don't do this, Michael. It will change everything about you. I think it's a
midlife crisis.
No, I think it's an April Fool's joke.
Okay.
I want to believe that. Rocco, what do you think?
I kind of don't. I don't think it is.
I was kind of leaning towards April Fool's joke, but it was too early, right? It was like 2 days ago.
Right. Yeah. And he's on vacation this week. So he's spending his vacation time minding the gap. I thought his gap was
he and Jennifer Grey can commiserate about this. Or I guess they can just.
Jennifer Grey.
Remember she got her nose?
She got the nose done. Well, the nose is different than a gap, but the teeth.
But it changes
it does.
His total.
Yes, it does.
It totally changes his.
It does.
He always had like this impish, charming smile, and I swear everybody fell in love with him on TV for his impish, charming smile, except Kelly Ripa.
Right. There you go.
And, you know, now he just, there's like something is missing. It would be like Madonna getting her gap closed or Lauren Hutton.
And Letterman closed his, right? Back
did he?
In the day. I think he did.
I think you're right. Yes, because he had a big one.
Yeah. But I think his were like verging on buck. And he didn't look like it wasn't part of his cuteness. David Letterman. You know what I mean? Yeah. Has he ever been considered cute? I guess.
Certainly not now, unless you're into the same.
Unless you're chaotically horny in lockdown. You know, still happening. Sharon Osbourne sends out her first video tweet since March 12th, and it was just a song. It was a tweet set to the song "Right Back Where We Started From." Thoughts?
Gonna get it right back to where we started from.
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't slink away, even if CBS did pay her. But
She doesn't have a job, and
she'll write a book.
She'll do a ton of things.
She's bugging Oprah already.
She's gonna have her own line of
Oprah will not
of hair care, of hair color. I don't know because she's changed it so many times in the last year. I don't know.
Well,
we wish her well. We wish her well, right? What do you think that means?
I think it means that she's trying to telegraph.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on Netflix.